right, welcome to Orphan Radio number 83. This is Matt.
And this is Josh.
How's it going?
Good. Did you just, like, a second ago tell yourself to shut up?
No, I was talking to you.
Oh, I didn't say anything. You, like, said something. You were like, all right, let's get this started. And then you go, shut up.
No, I think you're hearing things. Damn it. How's it going?
Good.
We got a lot to talk about on this episode. We got to talk about the anniversary West Coast tour. We got to talk about your new band, Radar State. We got to talk about a couple other things. But the first thing we need to talk about is that you went and saw Corey Feldman play the other night. How was it?
Corey Feldman and the Angels.
Oh, sorry.
It's cool. It was out of control.
So you went with Tim, Ricky, and Phil, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Can't think of a better group to go with.
No. It was fun going with those guys and start out at the Peanut and then worked our way down to the Record Bar in Kansas City. And we got there right as the last band had already, like, just got all their stuff off the stage. So all the stuff was already set for Corey and the Angels to go on.
Uh-huh.
And it was packed. It was, someone even said it was sold out. And we got in there about 8:45, and he took the stage at about 10:25. So we just sat there. Everyone was just sat there waiting for him. And he the crowd was just so weird.
Yeah, what was the crowd like? Girls were talking about that last night.
People I'd never seen before, and people were, like, passing out. Everyone was pretty much wasted, but it didn't. It looked like sort of, I don't know where, like, what, I can't, like, categorize them as from the suburbs, or I don't know where, like, this crowd came from.
I figured it would mostly be people like our age who grew up watching his movies or something.
I don't know. I think, yeah, to a certain extent there was, but, like, I think there was a lot of people who were just there because they knew he was famous.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. It was very strange.
Were they selling merch?
Yeah, records were only $40.
Oh, that's good. What about shirts?
Seven. The shirts, the print quality was so bad. You couldn't even, like, it was a picture of Corey Feldman's face, but it was so, like it looked like they printed the shirts on, like, an earthquake was going on while they're printing them.
How many did you buy?
12.
Cool. How much were shirts?
I didn't look.
Okay. That's weird.
And then he took the stage and did a couple of he kind of did things where it was, he did two songs and then he would say something about the band. And then he would say, like, all right, now this beautiful angel is about to sing a song. Just blow your guys' mind. She's so multi-talented. She went to school. Like, he would give, like, these facts that just, like, weren't, like, she went to school.
Are you talking trash about the Angels?
No.
Okay, keep going.
And then, like, so the first one did a Nirvana cover.
Oh, cool.
And, like, all you could hear was, like, the drums and bass.
What song was it?
Drain You. And then, and he would do an outfit change while they were doing a song. So I think he did like 12 outfit changes.
My God.
And then he played drums on Stand By Me and, like, he couldn't keep the beat. So it was, like, very weird.
Tim sent me a video. That's cool that he played Tutti Frutti, covered that. That's a good one. What?
It was cool.
Did you stay for the whole thing?
Yeah, we stayed the whole time. By the time
Did you meet him?
He was walking by me to come back for the meet and greet, and I was walking back from the bar, and I was just like, Corey, and we shook hands, and then he kept walking.
Did you say I read your book, Choreography?
No, I didn't.
Does he seem like nuts, or does he seem like, okay, this is the only way I can make money right now?
I don't know if he seems nuts. But definitely, like, not part of, like, the, like, I don't know how to describe them. I don't want to be mean either.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be being mean, but it's like, he just is not in this reality, I guess. But I don't even know what the reality is anymore in this world.
True,
so.
Man. Crazy times.
Okay.
All right. Well, you had a good time.
It was great.
Cool. Well, why don't you play a song and we'll go into another set?
Why don't we do a Corey Feldman song?
Seriously?
I don't know.
I don't know any of his songs.
Duh.
No, seriously, pick a song.
Song called Duh.
Really?
No, he has a song called Duh.
For real?
Let's play it. Yeah.
All right.
Great mission, Angels. I'm glad to see you survived. Now, time for a debriefing. Why exactly did they start firing at you?
Because I like... I don't know. It's just duh. 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 Duh.
You must be divine to be an angel. For an angel can do no wrong as long as it's done under the halo. Duh.
Corey Feldman song. Thanks for that. That was good.
Very good.
And then Ryan McPherson, our friend from Nova Scotia, sent me that song. White Reaper is the name of the band. They're from Louisville, Kentucky. And the song is called Last 4th of July. I like it a lot.
Hey, it just was the 4th of July too, huh? Did you plan that?
No.
Okay.
So we just did the West Coast tour for your old band, The Anniversary. I was selling merch. What'd you think? Did you have a good time? Give us a little wrap up.
I thought it was fun. It seemed really quick. I mean, I guess it was only 6 shows, but don't you feel like it kind of went by really fast?
It was an eternity.
Serious?
Well, no, but I mean, we kind of had a longer trip than everybody else because we drove the van. Yeah. So we drove the van from Kansas to Arizona. And then you and I drove it back from Portland, Oregon, all the way back to Kansas. So for us, it was like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, that part of it, I guess.
I loved hanging out with you, man. Spending time with you, getting to know you.
Okay. Care?
Okay. What were your highlights of the tour for you?
Almost staying in the that place in San Diego.
Ugh, nightmare.
Tell them about it.
I'll give a very brief version. Your drummer, Chris Jankowski, booked all the places we were going to stay every night. And, you know, we're a little bit older, so comfort is important. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like we're like 25 anymore. How old are you?
26.
Yeah, okay. My stage age is 74. But what? So anyway, we got to San Diego, and Jankowski's like, I booked this hostel. And as soon as I heard the word hostel, I was like, this is going to be a fucking nightmare. And we pulled up, and it was right on the beach in a part of town called Pacific Beach, which I think is like Party Central. And it was just like walking into somebody in the van said that was every National Lampoon's movie rolled into one. Like, there was a guy passed out in the lobby on a table with a bottle of booze next to him. And then the guy working behind the counter was like Spicoli, like to a T. It was amazing. But we were just like, we have a 45-foot van and trailer, so we can't park it here, can we? And he's like, you know, I think your best bet might be to go leave it up in the library parking lot because they let homeless people sleep in their cars there. We're like, yeah, that's a good idea. With all the musical equipment and shit. Most importantly was the merch that I was selling, though. That's more important than the equipment, don't you think?
I think the merch man was the most important. We needed to get him in a safe and secure place.
Hey, thanks, kid. But Anyway, they were cool about giving us a refund and everything, but we were all just like, there's no way we can do this. I think the only person who really wanted to stay there was Ricky.
Yeah.
But Ricky's a bad boy. He plays by his own rules.
I guess.
Hey, let's talk about the cool thing that happened at the show in L.A. during the show. Guy we've gotten to know over the past few months and become friends with, Dan, Nintendo Man Dan. Hey, Nintendo Man Din.
Man Din.
He came up to me at the merch table. He was in L.A. at the show, and he was like, hey, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. And I said, oh, behave, baby. No, I didn't say that. I was like, okay. And he said, I think Josh can help me out. And I said, who's Josh? What are you laughing at?
He said, oh, you mean John.
And I said, oh, John Berenger. No, so I was just like, sure. So anyway, he came upstairs and asked you for help, right?
Yeah, he asked like if that was cool if we did it during the set. And we were all like, yeah, of course. And so the idea was to do it right before the first song of the encore.
Yeah.
And what?
Go ahead.
And I was just like, you better cheer hard in case we don't get encored. And no, we did. And so before we went into the song, I just handed the mic down. He was in the front row with his girlfriend, and I think Janko might have done a drum roll or something. And he asked her to marry him, and she said no. No, she said yes. And then we went into the song and finished the set. That was kind of cool, huh?
That was cool. Good people, Dan and Sarah. Nintendo and Din.
Nintendo and Din.
But we had hung out with them earlier in the day, too, because they came down to the meet and greet at Parker's Record Shop in Costa Mesa. So that was cool.
Yeah, Cream Tangerine Records.
Cream Tangerine Records, Costa Mesa, California. Parker Macy, good man. And he was also the tour manager on the tour.
He did a good job.
He's the man. Did I do a good job?
Remember, like, when we were just driving that one time on tour?
Hey, what gives you the right?
Oh, tell that story.
We'll do that at another break.
That's the best story of the tour.
We'll get into that in a little bit. But let's go into another set. And let's play a song by one of the bands you were on tour with. They're from Kansas City. They're called Full Bloods. You want to do one of their songs?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Attraction.
right,
hey, what's back. Up?
Don't interrupt me.
Sorry, beat it.
That was Full Bloods from Kansas City, Caught a Feeling. They're kind of label mates of yours, too, because you put something out on High Dive, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. Have you played shows with them in Lawrence or Kansas City?
No.
Okay. They were nice dudes.
Yeah, they're great.
And Dude York was the other band you're on tour with. They were cool, too.
Yeah, definitely.
So what did you play after that Full Blood song?
Marcus, Ich Will Spaß.
Okay.
What did you think of the song?
It was different.
You should check out the video if you haven't seen it.
Ich Will Spaß.
Okay.
Try it.
Ich Will Spaß.
So what else were highlights of the tour for you? Scotty was cool in Phoenix. I'm fucking Scotty.
Oh, the guy who gave us weed brownies?
Yeah, we had just, by the way, Phoenix, I don't really understand how people live there because it was 117 degrees.
How come that guy was just allowed to walk around with a bag full of pot brownies and hand them out to people?
Because he was fucking Scotty, bro.
My bad.
That was your dad?
Bad. No, yes.
He was cool.
Sorry.
Did you have a favorite show of the tour? Like, actual
San Francisco was really fun. All of them were really great. San Francisco, Seattle, those were... The crowd was just really having a good time, you know?
Troubadour was cool.
Troubadour's always great. They're all great. Remember when we parked in front of that old lady's house?
What gives you the right? Yeah.
You and her had a little, like, kind of hit it off.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of looking talking? For love. We've been texting, sexting.
Tell them what happened, even though nothing really happened.
Nothing really happened. But
we didn't do anything.
So Parker, the tour manager, lives in Costa Mesa, and we had to go to his apartment to hang out for a little bit. And we had the van with the trailer, 45 feet long. So we pulled onto a side street by Parker's apartment and parked in front of this house, but, like, made sure not to park. You know, this lady had a really nice, like, flower bed and garden in front of her house, but we parked probably at least a foot away from the street, don't you think?
It was not even a questionable parking job at all.
Yeah, it was fine. And it's a public fucking street, you old bag. No, just kidding. but immediately when we shut the door, she came out and was just like, what do you think you're doing? I mean, she was probably 120 years old. And we were just like, oh, we're just going around the corner. And she was freaking out. And then we came back and we had a box of donuts and... She was like, just to let you know, I already called the police. And we were like, oh, thanks.
But they won't do anything.
Yeah, they won't do anything. I'm like, well, yeah, it's a public street. And you guys all, like, scurried into the van. So I had to talk to her for, like, 20 minutes.
We were crying in the van laughing at that.
She was like, what gives you the right? And I was just like, man, I didn't want to be rude, but I was just like, well, it's a public street. We're not doing anything wrong. I think she appreciated that we were polite because when we pulled away, she goes, well, have a nice day, but never come back.
Yeah. All I have is a view, and now I don't even have that.
It's like, yeah, we're going to be here for an hour. You're probably going to be dead in like 10 minutes anyway. I didn't mean that. I did not mean that. I take it back.
Okay. That was my favorite thing that happened on tour, though.
She was cool. We had some very long drives.
And then remember when we drove on that one part?
So why don't you pick another song? Let's keep this going here.
Yeah.
welcome back. That was a band called Here Lies Man. The song was You Ain't Gone Nowhere.
Yeah, I like them. What's the story with them?
I don't really know. They're just cool. I just kind of found them on a... I was reading something on a website and went to their site and checked it out.
Hey, the World Wide Web, huh? I followed that up with Pale Lips Hiding from the Moon. Played them a couple times. They're a band from Montreal. They're pretty cool. So what else is new? You got a new band you're in. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, sure. It's called Radar State. It's Matt and Jim from the Get Up Kids and Adam from Gadgets and Architects. And yeah, it's just it's pretty low-key sort of thing, I guess. I don't know. We're just kind of... You know, Jim, Matt, and I are singing songs, so we each bring one into practice and work on it. And got a show at the Riot Room
in Kansas City. When?
Yeah, July 28th, and then we're doing that. July 28th.
Okay.
And then we're doing Riot Fest on the Friday.
That's kind of crazy. You already got asked to play Riot Fest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I mean, that's it. We have a 3-song 7-inch that's up for pre-order. That's coming out in September. And yeah, it's just very laid back. Like, you know, if something comes up, everyone's just like, yeah, maybe, you know.
Well, everybody's busy and you guys all got kids and shit.
Yeah. So it's cool. It's fun. It's just like kind of quick rock and roll songs. Punk
rock
style.
Do you think you're
going to
do a full length?
We want to. We have 15 songs right now, so.
Nice. You want to play one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, which one do you want to play?
I guess Spinning Wheel.
Okay, great.
Hey!
want to hear a song off the new Rancid album?
To keep you locked in, locked in for a lifetime. Where your one last is dead from the mechanic. You only got a ghost of a chance, my brother. You only got a ghost of a chance. Well, maybe someday we'll get a new start. You never grow too old to dream. Say a sermon for Seneca, we'll be back one day. You only got a ghost of a chance, my brother. You only got a ghost of a chance. Of a chance, my brother. We only got a ghost of a chance. We only got a ghost of a chance, my brother. We only got a ghost of a chance.
All right, we're back. That's a song off the new Rancid album. What do you think of that?
It's pretty cool.
You bet. You said you wanted to play a song by somebody named Kelly Alvarez.
Yeah, the song's called Not Gonna Take It. Hey,
How about I tack something on the end there?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not gonna believe when you tell me that I am the only one. And I would love to meet the girl that you are. Desperately hiding you from. Now I want to go home and delete the message that said you love me. But I'd rather envision a noose round your neck hanging from a tree. But I'm not gonna take it anymore.
Do 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 do.
That was Kelly Alvarez, Not Gonna Take It. What did you play?
That was Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, Why Do Lovers Break Each Other's Hearts.
Okay.
Cute, huh?
What?
Nothing. Let's do one more set.
Okay, I wanted a 90s rap song.
Oh, God. What is it?
It's good. The Family. The song's called Love Me.
Am I going to hate it?
No.
All right, I'm following it up with two songs.
What?
One is this band. I don't know how you pronounce it. It's C-E-N-D-E, Sende, Sende? I don't know, but the song's called Widow. And then we're going to play an old hardcore song from Jerry's Kids, Uncontrollable. You ready? Let's end it with some balls. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Fine.
Hey, so anything else going on or what's up?
That's about it. How about you?
Not much. Just working. I'm writing an erotic thriller.
What's it called?
The Adventures of Matt Gilligan. Will you read it?
Yeah, of course.
Very cool.
I wish I could live it.
Huh?
I wish I could live it.
Well, tough shit. Bye.
It's a family thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Another variation. Family thing.
Love me.